For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Thank you for this few moments with you. Thank you for your word. May there be entrance of your word this morning into our lives. Let your word come. Let us not just mentally agree with your word, but let your word enter our spirits. Let it bring light, oh God. Disclosure, the kind of light which will bring blessings, real blessings. May we not just be hearers only, but doers of your word. We thank you and we bless you. This morning, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, by the name and in the name of Jesus Christ, I pull down. Let nothing resist your word. Let there be a free course, oh God, for your word this morning. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please be seated. And Father, thank you so much for all these offerings in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So this morning, we do have Healing Jesus Sunday. We'll show a few clips here and there, just a few minutes, like 15 minutes. And then we'll take all the offerings that we have to take. And don't be upset. Don't complain. Don't just turn to your neighbor and say, don't. Amen. So I want to also share a bit of what we're doing already. We're talking about how to overturn a curse, or how to overturn the curse, isn't it? Yes. We have the ability to overturn curses. We said that curses or darkness represents curses, isn't it? When you are living or walking in darkness, you are cursed. And we've also established that the entrance of God's word giveth light, isn't it? So when you are enlightened by the word, not just knowing it, not just agreeing with it, but when it has entered your heart properly, it's in your spirit, and you have the disclosure of it, you know the secret of it, and therefore you are walking and abiding in it, what happens is that it brings light, and light is blessing. And that is the only way to overcome curses. That is how to overturn curses, isn't it? So last week we looked at one of the blessings that we must induce. And we must induce it. We all have the ability to induce it. We must make sure that we induce it. And that is honoring fathers, isn't it? Now, I want to just give you one more quickly, which I believe would even help us understand healing Jesus. Amen. Now, you can induce and produce a blessing on your life by serving God. Amen. Yes. Serving God induces blessing. If you can catch the revelation, or have the disclosure of serving God, that you need to serve God. You must serve God. You have to serve God. Serving God is good. Don't just agree with it, but actually do it. Serving God, it would induce a certain blessing into your life. That light would drive away a certain darkness of you. Are you understanding? Yeah. So there is a blessing serving God. I'm blessed, and I'm blessed because I serve God. Amen. Yeah, and I intend to serve him all the way. And I'm looking for more opportunities to serve him. I'm blessed. I can't imagine myself doing anything other than serving him. Wow. Yeah, it's number one in my life. It's the priority in my life. When I sleep, I think church. When I wake up, I think church. And you don't have to be a pastor to think that way. Every one of us should think that way. Yeah. Even when I'm traveling like today, I'm supposed to be in Florida for a conference. I said, I can only go after church. Yeah, so I told the administrator, when you're buying me a ticket, make sure it's in the afternoon when I finish. Because church is my thing. Serving God is what I want to do. Because I'm blessed. And I'm blessed. And I see myself blessed. And I'm going to be more blessed. Yeah, and watch me. If you see me getting blessed, don't get diarrhea. Do you understand? Yeah, don't get diarrhea. Because I'm going to be very, very blessed. So, yes. But what I'm trying to show you is that you can also be blessed. And you must be blessed. And you get blessed as you serve the Lord. Amen. Let me show you a quick scripture. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. I love this scripture. Verse 25 to 26. We'll read those two scriptures. All right. It says, and ye shall serve the Lord. Listen, somebody just said in your heart, oh, this is Old Testament scripture. It is Old Testament scripture. But the Bible says that we have a better covenant. Amen. The New Testament or the New Covenant is a better covenant. Wow. Isn't that what it says? So when something is better, or better, 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 better. All right, better. When something is better, it means that it has at least, at minimum, all that the old has, plus more. So anything that you see in the old covenant, you're supposed to have more plus on top of that. That's what better means. Yeah, that's why a 2018 Mercedes-Benz is better than a 2016 Mercedes-Benz. It has more toys. Yeah, it has more toys. Yes. A 2018 or 2019 very soon. Car, it's amazing. The year is almost ended, isn't it? Lexus is better than a 2012 Lexus because it has more toys. More things to play with on the dashboard. Isn't it? So we have the better. So if this is even, somebody say even. It means that under the New Testament is even wilder. All right? So this pertains to me. Turn to your neighbor and say, this pertains to you. So don't underestimate this verse. So it says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye shall serve him, and ye shall serve him. Now, when you serve him, what happens? It says, he shall bless thy bread and thy water. You don't even have to ask him. Yeah, this is actually what it means when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things. When you are doing the right thing, you don't have to ask. Wow. It's like having a son or a daughter or a child. When they are doing the right thing, they don't even have to ask. Yeah. They don't even have to ask because as you are walking around, you're always thinking, what can I do for my son? What can I do for my daughter? What can I do for my child? So he says, ask ye, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Done. Everything about you is blessed. What you eat is blessed. What you drink is blessed. And how do you induce it? By serving. Yeah, this is one of the prayers I pray. When I'm praying, I say, God, I'm your servant. I am your servant. And I even dare him. I say, God, if I be your servant. Yeah, if I be your servant. If I be your servant. I'm serving you. There are some things that must come.
Yes, definitely.
Isn't it? No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against thee, thou shalt condemn. And said, this is the inheritance of the servants. It's our right. Are you understanding? Yeah, it is our right. So he says, when you serve him, he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Wow. Yeah. Kenneth says he never gets sick. He never feels. He says he lives for years without even knowing that he has a body. Wow. No pinches, nothing. The only time he feels that way is when he misses it, when he makes a mistake, when he does something. Yeah, and I've noticed it in my life. I only start feeling sick when I'm very upset. Wow. Yes, I tell my wife a lot of times. When I'm very angry about something, it go off tune a little bit, you see that then I start coughing or my head is aching. Or otherwise, when you do what he wants you, he says, you don't even have to ask. I will bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness. You don't even have to pray for. I will take sickness away. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. I will take sickness. There are some things that you put God on the automated pathway. You don't have to even ask. Yes. One of the things that also, we're not doing that today, but it's paying tithes. It's, I will rebuke the devourer. You don't have to bind him. Just pay your tithes. I will rebuke him. I mean, there are two ways you can rebuke that. You just allow God to do it. Or you stay up all night and be rebuking the devourer. And you won't do a good job, because there are 120 million ways the devil can come at you. Are you going to pray about each of the 120? You need somebody superior to be rebuking the devil. I'm not saying something on my own. I'm trying to show you what scripture says. When you pay that, I will rebuke the devourer. You see, God is saying that when you serve him, he will bless your bread. Bread and water represent everything about life.
Amen.
Your bread and your water, sustenance. From physical to everything. Your bank account, your mortgage, your rent, your whatever about life is represented by bread and water. He said, I will bless it. And in addition, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Eh? And then, there shall nothing cast thy young, nor be barren. Serve him. You will not be barren. You will not cast your young. You will not have abortions.
Amen.
In thy land. He says, and the number of your days I will fulfill.
Amen.
Bishop Ayedepo says the day he dies, nobody should say the devil has killed him. Because the devil cannot kill him.
Amen.
Yes. He says when he's done and he's gone home, you should know that he's finished. His days are finished. He's done whatever he has to do. He's gone. Yes. No devil can kill him.
Amen.
It's not only for him. It's for all of us. Yes, it's for all of us. Now, why am I sharing this particular blessing on healing Jesus Sunday? Luke chapter 8, verse 3. Luke chapter 8, verse 3. You see, when we say serving God, are you listening? A lot of times you think about serving God only in terms of maybe somebody preaching on Sunday, or somebody cleaning the church on Sunday, or somebody singing, like my sister Makaria singing, or somebody playing instruments. Those are the common things that come our way. All right? But this morning, I want to bring your mind to this also, that one of the ways to serve God is serving him with your substance.
Amen.
You understand? Listen, we are all human beings. Money is one of the things that is closest to your heart. We don't have to go far to see it. Bible says that where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. Yes, scripture. So your money is very, very dear. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor. Makaya, you don't have anybody to tap. Tap me. Hey, neighbor. Yeah. Your money is very dear to you. Yeah, that is why people get a little agitated when we talk about money. Oh, we gave yesterday, why are we giving again? We gave yesterday, why are we giving again? Yeah. You see, but truthfully, your heart is where your money is, your treasure. Your treasure is represented almost completely. In fact, whatever you have, properties and everything is always calculated in terms of dollars.
Yeah. Wow.
See, and I want you to know today that it's true that your money is very close to your heart. That is why it is always comes with a little bit argument in your mind. Oh, should I give or should I not give? Should I do? See? But God is also trying to help us to get to a place where we can give. So that we reap what we just read. You will serve him and he will bless. You will serve him and he will bless. One of the closest places to be at is to be able to get to a point where you are ministering with your substance. Wow. Luke chapter 8 verse 3. Look at it. Now, the Bible talks about some women here. And Joanna. It almost sounds like Auntie Jane. And Joanna, the wife, in case you didn't know that Joanna is a woman. They define her, they say, the wife of Shusa, Herod's steward. And Susanna. Listen, men, whether we like it or not, the women are more dynamic. Women are more, I'm not saying men don't give, but women are more dynamic. They readily give more.
We love Jesus.
Yeah, it's true. And this is proof, isn't it? This is proof. And what did Joanna and Susanna do? And he said, and many others.
Wow.
I want to assume that the many others included a lot of women. Because the first two examples were women.
Yeah.
So the many others, possibly, probably 90% of the many others were still women. Eh? He didn't say John, the husband of Mary. He said Joanna, the wife of Shusa, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him. Ministry means serving.
Wow.
They ministered unto him, that is Jesus, of their substance. Of their money, of their property, of what they have. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to show you here is that one of the ways you serve God is with your money. Yes, it's with your money. Yeah. And as you serve him, you see that you'll be blessed more. You see, when people give, it does not mean that they have. Recently, when we were at the last camp with Bishop, somebody, one of my colleagues, got up and gave $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my signee's account. He bought it, $100,000. And he's blessed. He's very, very, very blessed. So as I'm walking around, I'm thinking, God, when I should also be able to write a check.
Yeah.
If I have a certain amount fixed in my mind that the next time I see Bishop, and we stand and we are, I will give that check. I'll write that check.
Amen.
I don't have it there, but I'm believing God that I will have it.
Amen.
That's a way to think.
Yes.
And that is what brings blessing. Listen, sometimes you hold back. You hold back. You hold back. Listen, it takes only sometimes a statement from a doctor.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not saying it should happen to you. It should not happen to you. But what I'm saying is that it takes a statement from a doctor to tell you that you have this situation, this condition, this something, 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 something party. Yeah. And you see that everything changes. You'll be willing to even bring your whole life just so you will have health. That is why those of you who are at the camp, as I was preaching, as we were teaching, one of the things we talked about was pride. Pride of life. Pride of life means being so confident about your sustainability by yourself. That this is what makes me live. This is why. So my future is guaranteed. You see? And the reason why it's called pride of life is because life things that give life, things that seem to give life, promotes pride. That's what I call pride of life. Money, pride of life. Health, pride of life. Yeah, that is why when people are stripped of health, they become humble. Have you seen sick people are very humble.
Yeah, and very spiritual.
Yes. They will attend all prayer meetings, all fastings. In fact, they would ask you, when is the next prayer meeting? But I'm showing you where you can get to. You see, where you can get to and just command and induce the blessing of God. He says, I will bless you. You don't have to ask. I will bless you. Just serve me. And serve me with your substance.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, this healing Jesus thing, it's a dynamic, it's always happening. It's not a one-time thing that we give money today, and then we say, oh, that. You see, even that attitude of you know, asking somebody that, oh, or even not even asking, but saying in your head, oh, didn't we give last week? Didn't we give last? What did they do with the money? That statement itself is pride. It is. To be able to question, what did they do? Where's the money? What did they do? That thinking alone. You may not have even said it with your mouth, but even that thought alone ministers pride. Wow. That's why you got pride of life. Yeah. My responsibility is to give. And I'll give what I can happily, because God loves a cheerful giver. And I'll serve God with my substance. Yeah. Yesterday, as we were cleaning, a lot of people were here. Many people were here. I mean, not a lot of people, but quite a good number of people. Everybody brought something. When I was coming, I passed Walmart, I bought a few things, came. When I came, I realized that even new people like Sister Tia, gloves, cleaners, buckets. I mean, it's amazing. She surprises me. Now you're making me go into another level of talking to you. Yeah, that a new person can see something that older people can't see in the church.
Wow.
Yeah. Give. When I came, I realized that all our vacuum cleaners were all broken. I opened them, I realized the belts were torn. I think Brother Albert bought one recently. All the belts were torn. I took the belts, I roamed all over here just trying to get a belt. I couldn't find any. Came to a conclusion, then I have to buy a new one. I bought it.
Wow.
It's not a problem to me. I bought it easily. Instruments that we use, the first set of instruments that we use, I bought it from my pocket. It's not a problem. It's an opportunity. Anything that needs to be done that I'll do it. I don't care. It's not a problem.
Wow.
It's not a problem. I'm going to Ghana in a few weeks for a meeting. It's part of the ministry. I buy my own ticket. Yeah, thousands of dollars. Go and come.
Yeah.
Pay whatever. It's not a problem. I'm serving God. That's what I'm saying. Don't get diarrhea or convulsions when you see me prospering. And I said to myself, I shouldn't get diarrhea and convulsion when I see my colleague who gave $100,000 at the meeting also prospering.
Yeah.
Can see that what you see is riding another level of comfort. It's comfortable. Yeah. And you know something about giving? As you give, you realize that your next level is easier. But you have to give. Then you see that the next one is easier. Then you give. Then you see that it's easier. Yeah. Listen, the purpose, the reason why God, it's not as if you're a Christian, the reason why God gives is so his kingdom will be established.
Amen.
That is why God will use you as a custodian of wealth.
Wow.
Just to promote his kingdom. Yeah. So the more you give, the more you will have.
Amen.
Yes. I don't think that God needs God. That God is not beggarly. We need God and more than God needs us. I'm telling you, I need God more. Father, I need you more than you need me. I'm nothing without God. Seriously, I'm nothing. God can achieve whatever he wants today without me. True. True. Let me rebel and leave the church now. You see, another pastor will come. He would even do twice what I'm doing, three times what I'm doing. Nobody is indispensable. Seriously.
Wow.
Do you understand? So all these things are opportunities for us to give. Let's give cheerfully. I mean, if you genuinely don't have, you know what you should rather do? Praise. Oh, God, I wish I had to give. Even that attitude will make God give you.
Amen.
And you will have, so next time you will give. That's the attitude we should have.
Use it. Do you have the clips ready? Show me. Let's watch the slides. So as we've been talking now, Bishop is it's in the field right now, isn't it? Yes. And he's been on the field the whole week, and he's still there. Still there doing Healing Jesus campaigns all the time. These are the recent clips, right? Yes. Wow. This is Ejura, isn't it? Ejura is... Ejura. Kwame dance, so it's a town. It's not a human being, it's a town. Your healer. So they had a clinic as well in Ejura. They had a, I think you're done, right? Now, show me the little clip about the healing in Ejura. Not the documentary. The healing in Ejura. So it's a dynamic thing which is ongoing, you understand? And that is why, in fact, if we even think that we should be raising extra funds every day, every Sunday, and just pumping it in. Yeah. We are definitely a group that contributes. Some of you are partners of Benny Hinn and other ministries. You give money, it's not a problem to you. Do you see? So how come in our own house we cannot support what we do? You understand? So as you watch it, don't be familiar about it. See, that is real. This is our Father doing something very real. Is that it? Is it coming? Play that one. No, this is a documentary. This is a documentary, isn't it? I'm talking about the testimony in Nigeria. Oh, that's it? This is not a testimony. Just play the testimony. So this was just a few days ago.
Media, what is this?
Evangelist, 20 years, this young man could not see at all.
He was blind.
He was totally blind. This is his mother, and this is his friend who used to live.
So this is August 24th, as you can see. So he saw bishops waving, and you can see his white dress. I mean, white clothes.
And blindness is in levels. You start, you see things, you see movement, you see colors. It's in levels. That's what we call 20/20 vision. It's the highest you can see. And now he's seen something. And he was not seeing that before. Wow. Wow. Mohammed, has Jesus done something for you?
Yes.
Has Jesus done for you?
He has healed me.
He has healed you.
Yes.
Jesus has healed Mohammed tonight. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap for him.
Hafiz.
This is, we are in Ejura. This is, what is her name? Masana. And this is Mohammed. And Jesus has healed Mohammed today. Give the Lord a shout out.
Wow.
Mohammed was totally blind. Mohammed was totally blind. And Jesus has healed Mohammed.
Wow.
Give the Lord a shout! Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
Because I'm healed.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
What a blessing.
Powerful.
Father, thank you for healing for Mohammed, for his mother and the whole family in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Hallelujah.
Everybody shout Jesus.
Amen. So you see, tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you see? So it is for a good cause, you understand? And my prayer and my desire that I want this church to get to a point where everyone's hand is in this. You see, as we see him there, I'm part of it. I am part of it. And I want you to also be part of it if you're already not part of it. Amen. So when we have these services, the goal is to raise more funds, push more money into it. These things are very, very expensive. And even though we do it in the most modest way, it still takes money. How can they hear if there's no one sent? Somebody has to be sent. And we send people with substance. So again, just remember that as you do these things, you are actually serving the Lord. Amen. Are you understanding?
Yes.
All right. Bow down your heads. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for reminding us even that as we use our substance, as we have substance to give, as we use the substance to serve you, we're actually inducing blessing. The blessing of you, blessing our water, our bread, the blessing of even us fulfilling the number of our days, the blessing of even taking sickness, meaning we walk in health, total health. I pray that these are the things that should touch us today as we give. In Jesus' name, let us give more. Let us give without grumbling, that we may be blessed. I thank you and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So three goals here.